Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise on this beautiful day in Palm Desert, California. I am Françoise Rhodes. Yes, back from a weekend off last weekend, and then we have another weekend off coming up this weekend, but we are here live today. Joining me in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Remember how quick the last show was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, today's going to be...
It was a long time ago, it feels like.
Yeah, I know. It does seem. A lot has happened in that time. I'll tell you about that in a second. But today's going to be just as quick. It's going to go by just as fast because we have a whole slew of guests. Yeah. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Cove and Monterey for our box of donuts. Today's show is presented by Command One Security. Keep your home and business safe in the Coachella Valley. They've been doing it for over 30 years here, and they're just great people. So it is Command One Security, and all their information is on Traveling with Françoise. Well, a couple of big things have happened in my life in the last 12 days. A lot of you saw it on Facebook. Sean, I don't know, did you see? I actually posted this twice.
Did you? No, I didn't see.
I did. I posted a picture, and I posted, I think, one or two videos. I don't remember. People were going, wow, were you so brave to do that? I don't know. I was just in the mood. I actually had a little work done on the neck and stuff.
Right.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean.
You're so sweet.
I couldn't tell. I mean, you could tell that, you know.
I'm still peeling.
Yeah, well, plus, and your movements are kind of slow.
Or I mean, stiff, like, yeah. I look like a lurch or something still.
No,
yes,
no.
But that happened only 12 days ago. So the healing process is going along really well.
That's
and.
Cool.
I'm real happy with it. It's one of those things that I think after about a month or so, you won't notice it, but you'll notice it. Kind of one of those deals. But something else that I want am excited to talk about is B. Olsen's Jewelers. They are back with Traveling with Françoise now. So we are thrilled to have them back on board and joining us again in the Traveling with Françoise family. So B. Olsen's Jeweler, they have a lot of beautiful, beautiful jewelry. Just check out their Instagram page. It's amazing. Go to their website. They're on the lower level of the gardens on El Paseo. So we'll be getting them back into the swing with commercials and interviews and whatnot. But looking for beautiful watches and jewelry and just gorgeous stuff, go to B. Olsen's Jewelers. They have all new things in for the season. Again, you can check them out on Instagram, Facebook, go to the white lower level in the gardens in El Paseo. We welcome them back to Traveling with Françoise. Yes, Ron, Debbie, and Motec. And then the third thing, and I was waiting till Sean, because one of our guests just came in. I was waiting for Sean because I wanted Sean to hear this because he doesn't even know that I have my golf show on Saturday
right.
on our sports station, 1010. And I was chosen as the 2017 PGA of America Desert Chapter Media Leader of the Year.
Well, congratulations. See, you should have told me so I could have like an applause or something.
I know.
Ready.
I forgot. I forget this stuff. It's terrible. I don't know why. I'm just not that big of a self-promoter,
right.
Personal promoter. But this is a really big deal. And I kind of wrangled it away from Larry Bohannon. And Coach used to win it all the time. And shoot, that is the only golf show, dedicated golf show in the entire Coachella Valley.
Right.
So I'm going to be getting that honor next week.
Well, congratulations.
Actually, the week after, on the 28th. So, yeah, thank you. I knew you'd want to hear that, though. Let's see. Today, guest-wise, we have a ton of guests going on. We'll just, you know what? I'm just going to announce them as they come along. Let's just do it that way, because I want a little bit of time to chat here. The number to call today for prizes, I'm going to try to give some tram passes away, because they're going to be lighting the tree up there soon. I think it's next weekend. And then Wildlights tickets at the Living Desert. Want to give some of those away. But I want to make sure you go to the website and sign up for the Kona Kai trip, because that's going to be closing. Registration will be closing on that in December. I think it's December 1st. Not sure. But it's Kona Kai Resort on Shelter Island in San Diego. Two-night stay plus dinner. You have to go to the website to sign up for this. And Tournament of Roses Parade, grandstand seats and parking. Sign up. Go to the website. Sign up for this stuff. Now, yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I wasn't there. And I don't think I'm going to be back till December 2nd. I don't know. I'm really tossed. I could be on next weekend, but it is Thanksgiving, and it's kind of crazy. And
yeah.
the parades and football and
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, maybe I'll just wait one more week. But so we have a lot of good stuff on the website, and we have a lot of good stuff on today's show. We also have a card that I received in the mail that I wanted to read. It says, "Dear Françoise, thank you again for inviting Larry and me to be on your radio program. I enjoyed the opportunity to be a spokesperson for our Desert Rose Society. I will remember it as being one of the highlights of being president of this past 3 years. Your friend in roses, Jeannie Wixon." Thank you, Jeannie.
That's a very nice card, too.
Yeah, that wasn't nice. And you saw the roses they brought.
Yeah, I'm on the card, too, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, the card. I know. Isn't that pretty? Has a little pot of flowers on it and stuff. Yes, very, very pretty. So I thank Jeannie for the card. Very nice. Let's see. All right. Sean, Thanksgiving's coming up this weekend. Lots of stuff planned. You have a house full of people.
I do right now. Yeah, yeah.
You do right
I thought
now.
You meant for Thanksgiving. We were going to have Thanksgiving at our house.
You are?
We were. I'm not 100% at this point. I'll know more hopefully by Wednesday.
Okay, well, let me know.
Hopefully by the day before, I'll know.
Yeah, let me know what time to be over, okay? I appreciate it, yeah.
We're just going to make a whole bunch of stuff.
Are you? I think, you know what, that's the best way to do it. And people who want to bring stuff, let them bring it. And
well, what's funny is some, you know, people are throwing out ideas and they're like, well, why would you have that for Thanksgiving? And we're like, we're just going to make everything. We're just going to do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have, you know, you'll have the staples, but we'll just put a bunch of food out.
I'm thinking about a honey baked ham, but I don't know if they're overrated or not. I know they're great, but I don't know. I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Do I want to stand in line for a ham?
It's one of those things that I like when it's there, but I don't make an effort to make it there. Does that make sense?
I know. And there has to be a lot of copycats out there now that are pretty decent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking about that. All right, Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Rocky's going to be joining us probably at the end of the show, but they have a lot of specials going on right now. They have all of 2017s to sell and 2018s in, and my Atlas just got a huge, great review in the paper, so that is a good thing. This segment of the show is brought to you by, we'll just go with the announcements, The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers, and we do have the lights going on there, Lights for a Cause, so when we get into December, there's going to be a lot of red and green on that building.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's then Hanukkah,
really cool too.
Blue and white.
Oh, yeah.
Can you even believe it's December almost?
Right.
No. I was thinking of Christmas gifts the other day. And I kind of do this thing. I won't tell people where I go. I always go to this one store every year to get cards because I do like sending out cards.
Right.
But I'm thinking since I'm going to be in New York for the 6th through the 9th, that I'm thinking about maybe I should just wait and see if I can find some fun stuff in New York.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be, you know, something a little bit different?
Yeah. And you could probably find some pretty cool stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of torn there. Not that I buy a lot of big ticket items or anything. I like to buy fun, unusual stuff for people.
Yeah. And I think that I don't think that necessarily New York, you're going to find better stuff than, you know, say here. Because some people are like that. They think that you're going to find better stuff in different places. But I think it's you'll find different things.
That's it. Yeah. I'm not going to look. Yeah. It's not right. You're right. It's not about better. It's about something that you would look at and go, hey, you know, that's kind of cool. It came from New York. It's different.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Kind of a little, what are they, Ketchke?
Tchotchke,
there you go.
Don't ask me to spell it, but yeah. That's
yeah, I was close, something like that. A gift kind of like that. So you'd look at it and you say, this is fun, this is something. So that's my plan, but we'll see how that works out. All right, right here at home, of course, Renova Energy. Tony Quinzio, our knife sharpening guy, he's back in action. In fact, he's helped some of you guys out. As far as had some calls from you listeners to get your knives sharpened. Indian Ridge Country Club, they are going strong. They have a new event coordinator. It is nonstop over there. Diane Williams and Associates, homes are selling crazy. She not only covers Indian Ridge, but she covers all over the Coachella Valley. Again, all the sponsors, Expert Repairs at the mall, Westfield Mall, they are so busy, busy, busy. People bringing in all sorts of items, batteries. They have a bunch of new musical clocks on the wall too. You know those big, not that they're all really big, but kind of big, that they chime at certain times or they open up and they do these crazy things.
Different stuff.
I was thinking about that the other day because I have a big clock in the living room, and I said to myself, how many times a day do you look at that clock? And if I were to count it, it would have to be 100 or so.
I don't even think you could count it because I'm sure that you just just kind of naturally, like you don't even realize when you look at it.
Sometimes. Yeah, you just glance because it's right there on the wall. Yep. I just constantly glance. So if you're looking for a clock like that that you can just glance at, they have a ton of them over at Expert Repair. So definitely check it out. Go over there and say hi to Joseph and Joyce, and I think you'll find what you're looking for. I don't even really like to think about holiday gifts, but McDonald's is making it easy. Here's something you might want to do. You might want to just have them deliver stuff on Thanksgiving. Would that be easy?
Yeah.
Have a bunch of McNuggets and everything and let somebody else do all the heavy lifting. I don't know. And then the Braille Institute, they have a lot of events coming up. So to know what events are going where, and Ty Smile, don't forget Ty Smile on El Paseo. To know everything that's coming up, you have to go to the website Traveling with Francoise. All right, we're going to step aside. When we come back, I heard some people out there in the hallway. I think it's Lori Baldwin with... Sean's not sure who it is, but there's people here, so I'm going to go find out who it is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. All right, joining us in studio is Aaron Scott. With the Living Desert.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm just a little, I had my schedule arranged all wrong, but don't worry about it. You're here.
I'm
here. Glad you made it. I am glad that you made it. All right. Everybody waits for this every single year. We're going to just jump right in. Wild lights at the Living Desert. 25 years of over a gazillion lights now.
We are so excited to be celebrating our 25th anniversary of Wild Lights. It's really special. Such a Coachella Valley holiday tradition. We're delighted to be that family and holiday tradition for so many families.
Well, yeah, you kind of kick off the holiday season for it. It's like the kickoff party. People know Wild Lights are at the Living Desert. Mm-hmm. And it's such a staple when everyone has friends coming in, they're thinking, okay, where do we take them? Where do we take them to get the holiday spirit? Because it is the desert. And we don't see a bunch of snow anywhere. So.
Just in the distant mountains, so we'll keep it there.
Exactly. So Wild Lights really is a family tradition for so many families. So let's talk about this year's Wild Lights. Let's talk about, first of all, when does it start?
So it starts, it's open to the public the day after Thanksgiving, so November 24th and 25th. And then we carry Fridays and Saturdays through the 15th, and then it's nightly from the 15th through the 24th of December. So we have about 17 nights, I think it is, total.
Okay, so it doesn't go after Christmas, though.
It doesn't. Okay. It stops on Christmas Eve. So Santa, you know, has to get back to the North Pole, so we wrap up Wild Lights on the 24th. But it's just a great, and this year in celebration of our 25th anniversary, we have something really special. We actually have reindeer who are making a landing here in Palm Desert and will be visiting us throughout Wild Lights.
Oh, how fun. Well, you know, I think, and that's the fun part of Wild Lights too. More so, I remember in the past, for a while there, it was a little bit of the same every year, and we kind of knew it was going to be a staple. For the kids, it's always, though. But for the adults, you know, we love the lights just as much as the kids do. But now it seems like each year you're sort of mixing it up just a little bit.
We like to add something new every year. So we have the reindeer this year at Wild Lights, and then we also have a Polar Express-themed train ride, which will be nice and festive for the kids. So we like to add new things to keep people engaged and keep them coming back and enjoying the holiday tradition.
Well, and when you're at Wild Lights, folks, I want you to know not only are you there for the lights, you have so many other activities going on.
Exactly. There's a lot of activities going on. The African section of the park is open, so you can see giraffe and cheetah and zebra and warthogs. They're all out, and their exhibits are lit, so you can see them, and a lot of them are nocturnal, so they're awake at night.
They are awake.
So very active. And we've been working really hard to light the park, add pathway lighting throughout the park. Obviously, it'll be decorated in Christmas lights.
Yeah.
But it's really special. It's really special to be able to experience the park after dark.
And you have the entertainment, the hot chocolate.
Santa.
You have the sort. Yeah, the Santa. You have the court over there. The courtyard is full of all sorts of things and entertainment. So it really is a lot of fun. And the gift shop's open.
The gift shop is open. Oh, yeah. There's food and beverage available. Both adult and child hot chocolate varieties will be available for purchase. We also have a number of keeper chats going on and animal encounters. So you will see animals when you come to Wildlights. I know that people often wonder if they're going to be out, but they will be out, and you'll get to experience and get up close.
Oh, wow. It's just so much fun. And I think adding the experience with the animals really kind of ties it all in.
Because
people go to the Living Desert for the wildlife, to see all the lights, but they're always kind of deep down inside, Erin, hoping, wishing that, am I going to see an animal somewhere?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what makes the Living Desert so special, is that this group of animals that live with us, and, you know, just we work really hard to share their conservation stories and to educate our guests about, you know, their counterparts in the wild. And so it's a really special to get everybody out and experience it.
It is a lot of fun. Now, folks can buy tickets at the gate.
At the gate or online.
Or online.
Yep, livingdesert.org.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $8 for members, military, or children under 12, and $10 for adults. And children under 3 are free.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Good stuff. So you don't want to miss it, folks. I will have all the dates for Wildlights on the website Traveling with Francoise, and a link straight to the Living Desert. In fact, it's already up there somewhere on one of the weekly info page. So just click on there and you can find out all the information by going to the website.
And that's from 6 to 9 each night.
So. 6 to 9. Yep. So you don't want to miss it. And it gets chilly at night, so bundle up.
It's starting to get, you know, I think it's supposed to be pretty warm next week or this coming week, but we'll get some winter.
Definitely. It will come along. And the carousel.
The carousel will be open. And carousel. We'll also have camel rides. So there's plenty to do for the entire family.
So you can make an evening of it. Wildlights of the Living Desert, and it starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yep,
right?
And if you are a member of the Living Desert, there's a members-only night that day before on the 22nd.
I know.
That is free. So
I'm going to.
If you are a member, you can get a preview night.
Okay. All right. Now, not only is all this excitement happening at night,
yep,
but during the day at the Living Desert,
we're open.
The season is here.
The season is here, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. If you're a member, you can get in at 7 a.m. and enjoy the park. You can hike on our beautiful trails, see all the animals in the morning, see the keepers getting ready for the day, which is always a fun, you know, get a little behind-the-scenes action. So really fun. We have a number of tours available. This is a really busy week. Mm-hmm. Everybody is coming to visit.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's really special. And the park is beautiful and ready for guests.
Ready for all of our snowbirds and all our visitors that are converging from the valley. Now, something new is your lorikeets.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So lorikeets are a breed of parrot. They're called a brush-tongued parrot. They're from Australia and Indonesia, that South Pacific area. They are about 6 to 8 inches tall, and they're a really friendly, gregarious bird. So you can walk into the aviary and you have the opportunity to feed them.
Oh.
So they're very vocal, but they're very friendly, and they'll fly and land on your head, land on your arms if you've got the nectar. So really a fun exhibit that's very interactive.
Yeah, and how big, Erin, how big is the Living Desert?
The Living Desert, our footprint is 1,200 acres.
Wow.
We have about 80 of them developed as zoo and gardens. So the remainder of that is our hiking trails as well as just preserved natural land. Mm-hmm. So about 80 of them are developed as zoo.
And the animals, I don't know why this question popped in my head, but it did. But the animals roam in their respective areas.
Mm-hmm.
About how many acres do they cover?
You know, I'm not sure. It depends on each habitat.
It has,
you know,
right.
Yeah,
has their
the
own.
Giraffe, I know for sure, is about 3 acres. So
okay.
Our giraffe and ostrich and kudu have about 3 acres to roam. So, and
oh, good
if you've
them.
Been to the Living Desert, you know that giraffe habitat is just spectacular. And the view overlooking the savannah onto the beautiful Santa Rosa Mountains is just one that is iconic.
Yeah, because that's another thing that people love so much about the Living Desert. It is so natural when you go over there. It doesn't feel like what some people would. It's Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, but it doesn't feel like a zoo.
Very unique place.
Really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the summer, you have events happening all summer long. You have safaris at night. I don't know. There's just too much. I keep wanting. This year, I was going to do it, and I didn't. I wanted to spend the night at the Living Desert.
Yep.
When will people get a chance to do that again?
So Starry Safari returns in March. okay. when it warms up a little bit at night.
All right.
So March through May is Starry Safari. And so those will start booking. I think you can make reservations pretty soon for those Starry okay. Safari. And you can do groups if you've got a scout group or a classroom group or just an individual can come. So, but if you're not up to spending the night at the zoo, you can do Park After Dark, which is a fun after-hours experience of the Living Desert. Both we have an adult version that features an alcohol tasting sponsored by Total Wine.
Okay.
Or you can do a family version that has s'mores and campfire activities. And both of those offer guided tours of specific habitats at night. And hear the sights and sounds of the desert, of the Living Desert at night.
Could somebody do like a birthday party?
Sure.
After dark time? How fun would that be?
Really fun.
Yeah.
Had our first Park After Dark on Friday night, and that was the wine tasting. And it sold out.
Yeah.
And it's a smaller, more intimate group, so it's a really fun fun experience.
And the Park After Dark now will be running, I am looking through May. I think I
it
have
it does
right
select
here,
nights through May. So select Friday nights from 6 to 8:30.
So to even just if we were to recap what is going on at the Living Desert Zoo and Gardens, we have Wild Lights coming up. We have Park After Dark. The park is open every day. Open every single day. Thanksgiving, is it closed Thanksgiving?
We are open Thanksgiving,
you're
but
open
we are
Thanksgiving.
Closed on Christmas Day.
Closed on
we
Christmas
are open
Day.
364 days a year.
All right. So many things happening at the Living Desert. And again, and people can buy their tickets online if they want to do that before they get there.
Or you can purchase your membership online as well.
And purchase your membership, which supports all the many programs that you have going on there.
Yeah. And it supports not only the care of the animals that we have at the Living Desert, but it supports education programs and conservation programs around the world. So you know that you're helping to save animals from extinction when you visit the Living Desert.
They do a great job over there. And you can also buy your tickets when you walk up.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Erin, I know you are going on maternity leave.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank
I didn't
you.
Even recognize her, folks. I'm feeling so bad about that because you kind of threw me off. I don't know why I was thinking I was going to walk around the corner and
see
Lori. Yeah, I see Lori, and there you are. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you know?
It's a boy.
Is it your first child?
It is.
Oh,
it
congratulations. Is. So, well, this Christmas you can relax because after that it'll be nonstop. Well,
exactly.
Congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
And you get a little time off from the Living Desert, but I know.
I will be back.
I know. You will be there.
She
will be good on the computer. She's still going to be working. I know. I can feel it. Erin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And folks, we don't want to miss Wild Lights. Remember, go to the website, livingdesert.org, and there's all these different links to find it, and it's on Traveling with Francoise, so you can't miss it. A little bit later on the show, we have a couple tickets to give away. Thanks to Erin, to Wild Lights. So on that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, from Twinkling Lights, now we are going in a little bit different direction because they have a big holiday event of their own coming up. We're talking with Tracy Fitzsimon. She is the executive director of Olive Crest. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Tracy, it's been a little while since we've had anybody on the show to talk about Olive Crest and what they do. And I think, first of all, before we even talk about the fundraisers that you have to keep Olive Crest going, I think it's really important that people understand what Olive Crest is, who you are, what you do.
Yeah, thank you for allowing me that opportunity because I'll tell you, I've been there a little over 2.5 years, and it still surprises me what a best practice model we are in the social service industry, but how little known we are sometimes in the community. Mm-hmm. So I always appreciate the opportunity to let people know what we do. As a child welfare agency, I could go on and on about the different programs that we do, but basically I like to tell people we help save kids' lives. We save them from abuse. We save them from neglect. We save them from abandonment. We save them from a life of isolation. And we put them into loving families. And a lot of times we'll do family preservation as well. So when a child is removed from the home and they're placed in a loving foster care home of one of our families, then they're reunified, which is always the first goal, with the biological family, then we also do that family preservation piece where we go in with our team and we wrap around them. And that's a lot of what we do here in the Coachella Valley. We do a lot of what we refer to as wraparound, which basically means that we have a team of four people that go into a home for a family that's in crisis, that's in the system, and they will literally wrap services for a year or sometimes more around that family. So they will find the support systems, put them into place, give them therapy for the family, have a parent partner that's a 24/7 contact for the parent, have a behavioral health specialist that's also a 24/7 contact for the child and the siblings, and then the facilitator that kind of combines it all so that that family then knows how to do healthy relationship, and really the goal is to break the cycle of abuse.
And, you know, we're going into the holidays, Tracy, and we just had Aaron on from the Living Desert, and we're talking about kids and all the events, but I still think there's still sort of a disconnect with a lot of people realizing how many children now are in the Coachella Valley, how many families are out there. We are not a retirement community anymore.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. As a matter of fact, last year in our county, there were over 37,000 reports of child abuse in our county. Mm-hmm. 10,000 of those, a little over 10,000 of those, came right here from the Valley.
That is just staggering numbers. It's just something that we're not comprehending. I know my listeners out there are going, I don't believe what I'm hearing. Not that we believe it, but you don't, it doesn't make sense to us.
No.
Now, how do people find Olive Crest? How do you find the people to help? Do they come to you? How does that work?
Well, we find the families through the child welfare system, through the county. But the people that come to help us are volunteers. We call them angels and ambassadors. And we find them from different events that we host where they come and they learn about what it is that we do and they want to plug in. Some of them are mentors. Some of them do job shadowing in the community. Like you said, we're not a retirement community anymore. We've got a lot of business people on our event committees that open up their, you know, businesses or to bring in some of our older kids, our aged out kids, our 18 to 21 year olds, and show them an opportunity in their positions and their jobs and what they do, or do what we call independent life skill classes, where they come in and they show them how to cook, how to shop nutritiously without breaking the bank, how to balance your bank account, mm-hmm. you know, all the things that young adults need to learn, but they've just haven't had that parental or stable presence in their life. They've been in and out of foster care systems to know what it's like to really live. And very few of us, let's face it, Francois, really had it all together at 18 or 19 or even 21.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Olive Crest, so you work through the system, mm-hmm. but we have listeners out there that know a family that they're thinking, wow, I really think they should call Olive Crest. Can they pick up the phone and just call you, or does everything have to go through the government system?
Well, we do have a separate piece out here called Safe Families, and that's our preventative piece. Mm-hmm. So there is a hotline number for the Safe Families piece, and you can actually call that hotline, and families then, let's say there's a person that recognizes that they need to get help to get off of drugs, and they want to check themselves into the Coachella Valley Rescue Mission or somewhere local nearby, but they don't want to lose their kids mm-hmm. to the system. So we'll find what we call a safe family or a host family and have those kids go into that family. All the while, the parents are retaining their parental rights while they're getting the help that they need to get back on their feet. So it's a very... It's one of those things where without that in place, that parent could continue to say, well, I don't want to lose my kids mm-hmm. until all of a sudden it becomes too late for them to get the help that they need, and then they are losing them to the system.
What a great, great option. Because right there what you're saying is I could see where a parent is just torn. They don't want to lose their kids, but they know they need help, but they don't know what to do. Then it just snowballs. So that is mm-hmm. really, that's a fabulous program. Now, if someone, they go to the website, which is olivecrest.org.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all this information is on your website.
Absolutely.
All right. So you get, just so you know, folks, it's olivecrest.org. Very, very simple. And they're there to help all of the kids in the Coachella Valley and just family programs as well. Great job. You guys do such a great job at Olivecrest. Now, in order to, you are a nonprofit organization. In order to keep all these different avenues going and in place and helping people, you do have a lot of fundraisers. No, well, actually, you don't have a lot. You're very low-key. All of Chris, I must say, compared to some of the others, very low-key. You do what you need to do to keep going.
Right.
And I really appreciate that. You have a big event coming up on December 1st, which is Casino Royale, going all in for our kids. This is a big event. Tell us a little bit about, this is your major fundraiser of the season. Tell us what happens at the major fundraiser.
Well, we've had this December gala for, and it is our one and only major fundraiser that we have all year long. Last year we introduced a spring event at the Vault out at Bighorn, and that was a lot of fun. But our December event is really our key event. And this year it's at the Mission Hills, and it's usually has a nice dinner, a silent auction, a small live auction, which we're going to do a much smaller one this year. And this year's theme, as you said, is Casino Royale. Uh-huh. We have two of our co-chairs, Christian Shaloub and Nicole Rickson, who have put together a fabulous, really fun night where you can go around to the different tables in a casino-type theme. And as you win, proceeds will then go into what you can a raffle type of a prize at the end.
Mm-hmm. How fun.
Yeah.
That is a
yeah.
lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a great year.
And I know every year it sells out.
Yes.
You have tremendous support here in the Coachella Valley, but you can always have more.
Yes.
So I always say, if you call folks and something is sold out, you can still give. You can still give, so don't back away. Now, this event is December 1st at Mission Hills Country Club. Again, you can go to the website, olivecrest.org. And you have a few smaller events coming up in the season, but probably won't be happening till 2018.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're putting together something in March of 2018, which I will definitely send you the information
definitely.
When we get all the details.
All right. And then Olive Crest, it all goes back to olivecrest.org for more information. Olive Crest has been around for how long?
Well, next year it'll be 45 years
45
since
years.
The founders, and more than 16 years here in the Valley.
All right. And do you have an office that people should go to, or they should start online or pick up the phone? What's the best way to start if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, phone is always a quick and easy way to reach us. Our office is out on Cook Street,
mm-hmm.
Cook and Cheryl, kind of in that complex, a little bit down
okay.
the street from here. And olivecrest.org is a pretty, we're actually changing our website, but right now it's even really easy to navigate. You can just click on Desert Communities, and that'll take you to all the functions and the programs and the events that happen in our region.
All right. And folks, with us is Tracy Fitzsimon, the executive director of Olive Crest. Now it says Olive Crest, Riverside, and Desert Communities. So mm-hmm. you cover it all.
Yes,
yeah, you
we have.
You covered
yes,
all.
I like to say from Victorville to Blythe. So we even have parts of San Bernardino County.
How many offices does Olive Crest have in the Riverside County?
We have one in Eastern here mm-hmm. region, which is off of Cook Street, and we have one in Riverside. Those are our two main offices in our region.
All right.
And
well,
then we have some group homes and some apartments all scattered about.
Well, you do a fantastic job. Again, thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
It's, again, a demographic that sometimes is easily forgotten here in the Coachella Valley, children, because we just don't always equate to that.
Right.
So, folks, for more information, go to olivecrest.org. Again, that's olivecrest.org. If you want to help out with our major fundraiser of the season, it's Casino Royale, going all in for our kids. It is December 1st. They are close to being sold out, but you can, like I say, give, and give some more. It is the holidays, 760-848-4126, or again, go to the website, olivecrest.org. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. You have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. Thanks so much for having me.
You are more than welcome. And again, keep me posted, and I'm happy to talk about Olive Crest on the air so people can can always remember, they say, who's Francois talking about that helps families? Well, Olive Crest.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to step aside. And we come back, we have some happenings here in the Coachella Valley that I want to share with you. We have some tickets to Wild Lights at the Living Desert and more. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. Whew, wow. I could take a breather now. That kind of just went shoosh as I'm rearranging now the whole show after that.
But it went quick.
It did.
This hour's almost up.
Oh, wow. All right. We do have two tickets to the Living Desert that I will mail out to you. You want to give us a call at 760-44082. These are Wild Lights tickets to the Living Desert. 760-440-8255. You can not have one in the last 30 days, but it looks like we're all kind of cleared up with that. So with the weekends we've been off. So again, 760-440-8255 to two tickets, admission tickets to Wild Lights at the Living Desert. So give us a call. Time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. Go on in there, talk to Jeannie, get 10% off your dry cleaning if you mention Traveling with Francois. All right, the open call at the McCallum, the deadline to submit all your materials is December 4th. The big parade is coming up. Oh, wait a minute, I jumped ahead of myself. On December 1st, let's see, the Aerial Tramway, they're starting to have music up there. They're going to have a lot of stuff going on, the tree lighting and all sorts of things. So they're having music in the evening at the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, holiday music. So going to be a ton of fun. The first holiday music starts on Friday, December 1st, and that will be Yurupa Valley High School Chamber Singers. Then they have one on Saturday the 2nd, December the 3rd, Palm Springs High School Madrigals. So check out the website, pstramway.com, and find out when all the entertainment is going to be up at the top of the tram. The snow guessing contest is still open up at the top of the tram. So we have not had a drop of snow, so you can still sign up for that. Let's see, what else is free? Just Fabulous. They are having a book signing on, Saturday, November 25th. Author Charles Phoenix. They also have, who did I see coming up there? I think Anne Rice is going to be there, but they have Joan Rivers' daughter is going to be there. So go to their website, Just Fabulous, and see when they have their book signings. They have a lot of book signings there. They do a good job with the book signings. All right, other things that are free in the Coachella Valley. Grand opening event to be held November 30th. That's at Cal State San Bernardino's Palm Desert campus. It is of the Neurofeedback Center. And that is happening from 4:30 to 7 p.m. The ribbon cutting is at 5:30, and that is free. They'll have hosted goodies and whatnot, so you might want to do that. Also free, Friday, December 1st, the Palm Springs Opera Guild of the Desert provides a free recital at the Galen's First Fridays. This is Dueling Sopranos at the Galen from 4 to 9 p.m. Performance is at 7, and that is the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. Now, remember, that's in Palm Desert, and that is free. Here we go on December 2nd, the 25th Annual City of Palm Springs Festival of Lights Parade. That is Saturday, December 2nd. Start time is 5:45. It is dark by then, so go early and get your seats. I will be hanging out in front of the 500. I'm sure we'll have hot chocolate and cookies again out there, so check it out. And that is the 25th Annual City of Palm Springs Festival of Lights Parade. Always a fun parade. And then there's free yoga at the Faye Swarovski Sculpture Garden. That is every Wednesday through April from 9 to 10 at the Palm Springs Art Museum in Palm Desert. So if you want to do some free yoga, you can do it then. All right, now how about the prized events coming up? Those are brought to you by Desert Arc Attire and Thousand Palms. They are on Gunther Street now, 760-343-7333, Desert Arc Attire. So things that you have to pay for. And we're going to have her on the show in a couple weeks, and that is Patricia Welsh. In fact, Sean, I have to send you her music. She sent me some links so we can play some of her music. And she has worked with all sorts of famous people and performed for presidents and whatnot. She's going to be joining us on the show, but you can see her before then over at Frank's Place at the Indian Wells Resort. It's only $5 per person, and she is there through May every Thursday from 6 to 9, and she is fantastic. So Frank's Place at Indian Wells Resort, and her name is Patricia Welch, and her information is on Traveling with Françoise every Thursday from 6 to 9. So go on over there, kick back, listen to some fabulous music, and have a great evening. Now, Saturday, November 25th, the Paws and Hearts annual dog walk fundraiser is happening at the Westin Mission Hills Golf Resort and Spa. It is $30 per person. Each walker receives a commemorative T-shirt, continental breakfast, and treats for your dog. So you want to bring your doggy. It's a short 2-mile walk, and it helps Paws and Hearts. It's their 17th annual dog walk fundraiser. We also have on November 30th, we have Eat, Drink, and Paint. This is with Christopher's Clubhouse. Remember, we had Micah Moulton on. And that happens November 30th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Perch in Rancho Mirage. And they're going to have wine, light bites, raffle prizes, and more. It looks like a great time. You're going to be painting a butterfly and a flower. Again, November 30th. I'm going to try to get over to that and do a little painting myself. And then there's the 4th Annual Workforce Summit. That takes place. It is the Riverside County Workforce Development Board. The summit will be held Thursday, November 30th from 7:30 to 10:30 a.m. at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino Special Event Center. The Workforce Summit focuses on hospitality and highlights our local Workforce Development Center. Individual tickets are $25, or for a table attendance, it says $200. But I don't know if you have to pay to go to the mixer. I'm not really, because I thought they have a mixer that goes along with this. So the number to call is 760-863-2524. And again, all this information will be on Traveling with Françoise. And I'm trying to cover some dates ahead since we won't be here next weekend. World AIDS Day celebration happens on December 1st at the Camelot Theaters. That is $40 per person, $75 preferred. And for more information, Desert AIDS Project. And then there is at the Hard Rock Hotel, the Act for Multiple Sclerosis presents their Christmas Tree Lane. Always fun to go see all these decorated trees that are auctioned off. I love going and looking to see who's doing what with the trees. And I have to say, there's some beautiful, beautiful trees. But my favorite tree so far of all time, you will never believe this, was the Home Depot tree that I saw. They had that. It was a white tree that had, you know, that tape on it. Don't cry, you know, that they used so that you don't walk in the wet cement and all that, right? Caution tape and buckets and extension cords. And it was just so creative and so fun.
I think I remember you talking about that last year.
I know I do. Yeah. Every year I talk about it. And I've seen beautiful trees. I mean, trees with teddy bears, trees with candy, trees with anything you can imagine that people make for this auction. And some that are just dripping with gold and diamonds. Just beautiful trees. But that Home Depot tree just... I don't know.
See, creative goes along. It goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think that putting all that kind of stuff on a tree with some lights,
right,
would make it look so much fun.
Like I said, creativity goes a long way.
And in fact, where I live, they have a Thanksgiving tree in the clubhouse lobby.
Really?
And it's a beautiful tree.
Really?
It's a Christmas tree, but it has sunflowers and all this Thanksgiving colors on it and fruits, and they're going to switch it out for, and whoever thought of it, I give them props for it, because it's a beautiful tree.
You should take a picture of it.
Yeah, I should, and post it, because how many times do we see a Thanksgiving tree?
I've never seen one. I need to see one now.
Okay, I'll send you a picture. That's a good idea. I should post it, because it really is a beautiful tree. All right, here's something happening. Lori, that didn't obviously make it today, who I thought was going to be here, Live, Love, and Play. This is a business showcase in an adventure for itself. This happens on December 2nd. And where is this going to be? At the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Tickets are $5 online. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's all about hospitality. All these businesses are going to be there from the Coachella Valley. And this is through the City of Palm Desert. It is a business showcase. Brings a business, hospitality, travel experts, hundreds of vacation options, and international culture and cuisines to the Coachella Valley December 2nd at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Again, it is $5 And you can buy tickets online for a wristband. So I will make sure that information's on the website. And then one last thing I'm going to cover. It is on December 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Dudes, Dogs, and Designer Fashions to Benefit Animals, featuring Desert Handsome Hounds. Okay. Wow. And this is for, this is the Men of the Desert Fashion Show and Charity Luncheon. So all this happens on December 3rd. And I will make sure that information. The honoree this year will be the Snip Bus that goes around and it takes care of your pets. All right. We'll be right back. We're going to step aside. We're going to shift into travel mode. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM.